Yo, Casey, we know. I go by the name of Prophet, and my people are from
Omega, Omega,
home of the sole survivors of a terrible genocide.
Omega, Omega.
So I want to share with you, my people, some of the things we've been through.
Omega, Omega.
What you know about the struggles that my people went through when the Turks plan on taking us out. So what you know about seeing that brand new mother getting raped after she saw her baby drown. So what you know about barely surviving genocide when my family tree was damn near chopped down. So what you know about how they gathered our leaders, cut their heads off, left them bleeding on the ground. What you know about having trouble smiling cause they won't admit to what they done. Now what you know about leaving home for America, running from corruption. Now I heard they got ghettos, yeah, they're
on media, on media.
Now I heard they got ghettos, ghetto moms.
On the prize, ears on my peers. Yo, I wonder where we'll be in 50 years or even 100. Revolutionary war until we won it. If I had the money, homie, I would fund it. Return our lands to what they were. How the hell do we deserve to be placed in this situation where nobody's concerned? But I'll tell you this, if I just keep feeling sorry for myself, then what's gonna happen to my kids? Papa said to his son that he'll never live to see the day where we could find a way to finally make Turkey pay. Forever in my heart, it stays to make sure I won't forget where I'm from. I'm from.
What you know about having trouble smiling cause they won't admit to what they done. Now what you know about leaving home for America, running from corruption. Now I heard they got ghetto.
Down, it's hard to find a way around it. Full of doubt, but I'm still climbing this mountain and drinking from the fountain of youth, because a new generation is the foundation to build a movement. If you tell me that I'm just dreaming, I ain't gonna fake it, but a dream will only go as far as you choose to take it. At this point, we ain't got nothing to lose except our essence. My suggestion, yo, let's learn from the Jews and make the best of what we got with every talent till we rise in all societies and link with others of our kind. No time for silly rivalries. I'm sometimes amazed how one of my brothers can have enough hate to hurt another one of my brothers. There's nothing worse, homie, take it slow. We all in the same boat, and if it's sick, then we all have to pay for it. But still I smile through every trial. It makes me proud to know that I'm from
Armenia.
So what you know about the struggles that my people went through when the Turks plan on taking us out? So what you know about seeing that brand new mother getting raped after she saw her baby drown? So what you know about barely surviving genocide when my family tree was damn near chopped down? Said what you know about how they gathered our leaders, cut their heads off, left them bleeding on the ground. What you know about having trouble smiling cause they won't admit to what they done. Now what you know about leaving home for America, running from corruption. Now I heard they got ghettos, yeah, they're
on media, on media.
Now I heard they got ghettos, ghetto
mom,
and it's coming from the devil. Tear it down, so we're troubling the ghetto. Get it
on,
yo. We were crumbled, crushed, but those of us who was lucky enough to climb about that struggle need to carry on the torch for us Armenians as a people. I'm talking about the new generation, the old generation, everybody. You know there's some Armenians that don't even know about a genocide? There's young Armenian minds that have no idea about this. Just growing up, living their life. All the while we're dying out as a race, basically. So how are you gonna help stop that? Or are you just gonna turn your back and act like everything is cool? They're still defeating us. America won't admit to it for political reasons. Turkey's their ally, so it's up to us. Now you ask me, Nazo, how? How do the Jews do it? we've been able to go into any society and rise and become the doctors, lawyers, accountants. And I see it happening today in America, man, which is a beautiful thing. We gotta make sure we keep it in our hearts with every move we make. How can we turn on each other? That's what I don't get. We can't let America tear us apart and money tear us apart. Life is hard, but so is death. And knowing that we got crushed and robbed and raped and castrated and enslaved and basically almost completely destroyed. And they still won't admit to it. They still won't let us bury the dead. Time is killing us slowly, and if we don't do nothing about it, and I'm talking about everybody, if we don't do nothing about it, that's it, man, we're gone.